Hey, it's your friend Mel, and I woke up today and you were on my mind, and I'm like, I have something that I want to say to you because today is the first day of the new year, and I want you to really listen to what I'm about to tell you because I know something about you. I know that you're someone who really wants to make this the best year ever. And you're someone who not only has amazing dreams and goals and a vision for your life, which I think is so cool, but you're also willing to do the hard things that it's going to take to get there. You're willing to do the boring things, the annoying things, and that's what it's going to take. And that's why I know you're capable of bringing this vision for your life and bringing your dreams and your goals into the real world and making it a reality. And so I wanted to start this year off today by personally reminding you, you have power. In fact, you have so much more power than you realize. I didn't realize this until I was 54 years old. And that's why I want to remind you of this. It took me too long to figure this out. And now that I've figured out that I have power and that you have power and how to tap into that power, there's no way I'm going back. And so I'm going to start this year by reminding you that your year is going to be amazing, not because of what other people are doing, definitely not because of what's happening in the world around you, but your year is going to be amazing because you understand that your power is always in how you respond to what's happening. It's how you respond to what other people are doing. See, for far too long, you're probably like me. You're tired and overwhelmed and you feel powerless. The problem isn't you. The problem is you've been unknowingly giving your power to other people, to what they think, to what they do, to what they say, to their moods. It's exhausting, isn't it? That's why you have no time and energy. This year is going to be different. This year is going to be different because like me, you're going to use the let them theory this year. And if you don't know what that is, I'm going to talk a lot about it this year because the let them theory is a simple mindset tool that immediately shows you what's in your control and what's not in your control. And any psychologist will tell you, when you spend time and energy on things that are not in your control, it just stresses you out. We're not doing that this year. We're taking our power back. How do you do that? You're going to learn to let them. Anytime somebody is making you upset or stressing you out or worrying you or hurting you or draining your energy or not making you happy or blah, 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 you're just going to say, let them. When you say let them, you're recognizing if you can't control it and you can't change another person, why on earth would you spend any of your time and energy trying to? So when you say let them, you not only give up control, you gain it. You get your time and energy back. And this is time and energy that you need this year so you can focus on living your life in a way that makes you proud. Let me remind myself that my life is my responsibility. And let's look at that word responsibility. Responsibility is just the ability to respond. And when you start to respond to the world around you in a way that makes you proud, when you start to respond to situations in a more peaceful and confident manner, when you start to respond to the daily stressors by not allowing it to stress you out, you know what you have? You have power because I can choose what I think, what I do or don't do, and what I say and feel in response to this. When you focus on what you can control, you're not going to recognize yourself. Because you're going to start to value the time and energy that you need to change your life. And let's just talk about your time and energy. They're the two most important resources that you have this year. Because what you pour your time into and where you put your energy, that determines your experience of life. Let's focus on what's in our control and let me. Let's value our time and energy by focusing on the thoughts and the actions and the feelings that make you feel like your best you. And every time you say, let me, and you remind yourself, I get to choose what I think about this. I'm going to invite you. Choose kind thoughts. Choose to be compassionate. Choose to assume good intent instead of judging. Why? Well, because it means you're powerful. It means you're compassionate. It means you're wise and in control. And when you say, let me, and you choose what you're going to do and you're not going to do in response to what's happening around you this year, I want to remind you, you always have power. You're never stuck. You're not stuck in a job or an interview or a date or a dining room table or a conversation or a text chain. You can leave anytime you want. Let me do it. Let me decide what is worth my time, what is worth my energy. Let me stop making excuses for other people's behavior and let them, let their behavior reveal who somebody is, because then I get to choose how much time and energy I'm going to pour into this relationship. That's where your power is. And that's why I'm so excited for you. This is truly going to be your year, because you do have power. And all you need to do to recognize it is stop giving it away. Stop giving it away to what people think, what they do, what they say, their dramas, their moods, their this, their that. We're done with that. This is where you get to say, let them, because I'm focusing on me. And when you do that, holy cow, let's say hello to peace. Let's say hello to power. Let's say hello to deeper connection. All of that is going to come back to you, because you're recognizing that you are actually in control. I'm so excited for you. Oh my God. And in case no one else tells you, I wanted to be sure to tell you that I love you. This is your year. Go claim it. And I admire you as well. I admire you for the fact that you make time. You actually make time. I know how busy you are. You find time and you make time to listen to this and to watch this, because you deserve better in your life. You see a bigger possibility and you invest your time in listening to something that can help you achieve that. I think that is so cool. I admire that about you, which is why I believe in you. And I believe in your ability to make this your best year yet. And please know that your friend Mel, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. You're going to hear me over here going, let them and let me, let them and let me. And we're going to be doing that all year long and making this the best year ever. All righty. I can't wait to see how this turns out. And I'm also going to be waiting for you as soon as you hit play in the very next episode. I'll see you soon.